imagining the community of this, so we think about the fact that in some certain villages, when the villages are closed, they don't marry 8 villages.
Okay, they consider it like that. Yeah, because it's 7 generations, so they probably consider each village a generation. Because you're not supposed to marry within your gotra. Your same, you know, it means not gotra, means that if you don't marry gotra, they're the same family, means sapinda, that you have the same relative within 7 generations. Means if there's a common relative before 7 generations, then you can marry. But within 7, you can't. That's why you have to know all 7 of yours, and then the other family knows their 7, so you can connect it. That's why it says they're of different gotra, and they know 7 generations. That's a qualified family to marry into. Right? And they'll be swajati, so they'll be the same, you know, how you say it, level status. You know, same nature, same status.
You mentioned that Prabhupada have given like some sort of commentary or guideline regarding the building around the temple. Can you?
I only know that one is that you wanted the first buildings around were supposed to be education.
Yeah, which is logical, right?
Because you have the temple, like in Sri Rangam, you have the temple, then the Brahmins, then the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Shudras. It always goes like that. Right. You know, so all your just general guest houses and, you know, your a lot of parks and your water bodies and all those will be in the outside, you know, right. Like that. Then the next one in will be all your shops and all that. Then will be all your administration and stuff. Then will be the Brahmins, then will be the temple.
But he never, or did something like Prabhupada said,
that if you want to know the maximum of it, probably ask Bhavananda. He knows the most. Okay. Like that. But I think he only commented on the first buildings were education. That was all. But otherwise, if you do, that's if you go out in rings, which is also the norm. The another way of doing it is divided into quarters, like that. Oh. So then the Brahmins will be in the northeast. Oh, okay. The Kshatriyas will be in the southwest.
Correct.
Then the Vaishyas will be in the northwest, and the Shudras will be in the southeast. You can also divide the city like that, but still the center is the deity,
which is Purusha.
Yeah.
One simple question, came to me right now. What is the subtlest, this seems silly question, but the mind is subtler than the intelligence, or they could be different?
The intelligence is more subtle than the mind. But the mind technically in the process, the intelligence is more important because our process is to change from material attachment to spiritual. So therefore, the intelligence is the more. But what you're actually trying to do is change the mind.
Correct.
So when the mind is changed, then you're successful. So the spiritual mind, that's what you're trying to obtain.
Correct. Then at that point, the mind becomes subtler than intelligence.
Not so. It's not necessarily. That's not really the important, because the intelligence and the mind are all extensions of the false ego.
Correct.
Like that. Yeah. You know, so one is the capability of distinguishing things, and the other is what is your perspective once you've distinguished it.
So I never read or discussed the subject regarding of the stage of missing the spiritual body. There is no such an existence of this element, obviously, because this element.
No, it's there.
Okay.
It's mentioned. Where is that discussed?
Well, there is the mana pastime of Radharani, the monk.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm saying there's places where Prabhupada mentions about where the spiritual intelligence, spiritual mind. You could try that if you have folio, just type in spiritual intelligence, spiritual mind. Because you still have to distinguish. Because otherwise, how do you distinguish between all the bhavas? You know, because Nectar of Devotion, the last 3 chapters, are all distinguishing between You know, in other words, he's going through, means you have the Stai Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvika Bhav, and Sanchari Bhavas. Right? So he has all those five. Then he goes through and describes each one. And so, you know, to be able to tell the difference between them, then that's very important in rasa.
But it still is not calculative mentally, like by Kunt and all. I mean, that's what I said, never read the peculiar. If we are trying to.
But intelligence simply means the ability to tell the difference between something and the commonality between something. That's what the intelligence is. It just does those two things. I think it's called vikalpa, sankalpa. It does these two things. That's all. Just like the mind accepts and rejects, that's all it does. So in the spiritual world, you're accepting, but you're accepting because it's favorable to Krishna, mm-hmm. You're rejecting what's not favorable.
Or even Krishna teaches that to Nanda Maharaj in Govardhana Lila. He's telling him what is practical, or he's giving this kind of okay.
So that's...
One other humble request, Maharaj. Of course, that's according to time, place, and circumstances regarding the subject. But I was curious if you could elaborate on different kinds of devotees. Because sometimes the question comes, yeah, we as devotees, you know, I act like this, but kind of we put ourselves in one.
Oh, you mean you bring the neophyte?
You know, the question is expected, yeah, we are all like, we are devotees because we are all guaranteed. This is also for my own sake, in the sense that yes, my tendency, the ego will say, yes, I am this devotee, but actually, the categorization of this, it obviously is a complete sorrow, you know, I mean, it's a big thing, but in general, I feel also like get stuck into that when you
okay. Well, we can try in the Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Because the morning is actually the kids'
definitely.
Class, so then.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's relevant to them, I don't speak it. But today it was all their stuff for them, their
very
questions,
beautiful.
And it was connected to them.
So you're giving only Bhagavatam on Sundays, right?
Sundays. No, no, no. I'm saying that are the 8 to 9. We have the...
Oh, you didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know that there were two classes?
No.
We have two classes every day.
I'm kind of pissed out. So you have Monday,
six
Tuesday,
to seven,
Thursday,
Fridays. From 6 to 7 is Mahabharata.
Okay.
And from 8 to 9... That's we go through this Bhagavatam.
I thought that because I came to know that, I mean, before the festival, and you were there, but then I thought that it wasn't a regular. The regular.
No. It's both classes are regular. Like up to between Vishru Mahotsav and the Nrisimha Chaturdasi, then both classes run. Only during the festival, then the kids class doesn't run.
Okay.
But we put the adults one in the kids' time.
Yes.
You know, the 6 to 7.
Yes.
But then after Nrisimha Chaturdasi, the Mahabharata will continue for another month.
Right.
Because the kids still run classes. But the Bhagavatam will stop. So we'll only have the 6 to 7.
And it's also the same days. I mean,
same days.
Same days.
It's just the 6 to 7
and 8 to 9.
Like that. So some devotees just stay here and chant, and then some
right.
go for darshan and come back.
Right.
So if you want, then in that Bhagavatam, then we can try
yes,
to
yes,
discuss
yes.
it. Because that's where we can get into really technical stuff and all that. Like the questions you ask, that the Bhagavatam is then when we deal
yes,
with those kind of questions.
That's what I say, but I fell over. But now I see that you are out there.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what we're saying is that class is for the adults, so the kids come. And the other one's for the kids, but the adults can come.
No, this is, I believe you, when I met you after a couple of, I don't remember when, but immediately I sense, and I say in a way that it was kind of intuitive, but I say, all right, you're doing a revolution here. And I remember one day I tried to, specify, meaning, you know, that it's not that you are developing Kshatriya, or actually you are creating the big revolution, and this is it, you know, giving rein to the society, without diminishing anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to be politically.
Yeah,
political.
A non-political revolution.
Non-political revolution, exactly. Exactly.
You just change the value system. It's just like, if you change the ego, then it goes from spiritual to material, you know, material to spiritual, either one. It means, if I'm serving the Krishna, then then your sambandhas change. And if my goal is to please Krishna, then my prayojana has changed. So automatically your action changes. So you just have to change.
Right, it seems so simple, but I tell you, particularly in the managerial aspect, this let's say, you know, out of the record, I hope that this is not recorded.
It probably is. I'm not sure how you make it not.